Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today's episode comes to you live from Keymark's annual conference, Insights. In this episode, we dive into all things OnBase with Colleen Albert, technology evangelist at Highland, and Zach Hance, senior account executive here at Keymark. This episode is part one of our three-part series that brings you exclusive insights from our premier event that navigates the future of automation for businesses. Now, without further ado, let's jump in.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zach Kentz. I'm a senior account executive at Keymark. I've been working at Keymark and with Highland for 14 years. And alongside me, we have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Colleen Albert, product evangelist with Highland. Thank you, Zach and Keymark, for having me. I've been with Highland for 19 years, and it's my job to spread the good word of the software, and I have a lot of fun doing it. So thanks.
Thank you for joining us, Colleen.
Sure.
So today in our What's New in OnBase session that we had during Insights that you led, you spoke about a couple of things that were very exciting to me. So I want to talk about a few of those today.
Sure.
One of those is the release window for the latest versions of OnBase. It used to be in quarter three in the fall of every year. It has now moved to the first 3 months of the year. So can you tell our audience why that is significant?
Yeah, a big change for us, right? We'd always typically have the release right before Community Live so we could go to the conference and showcase everything that was new. But what we were hearing from customers is that the last 3 months of the year filled with holidays and vacations were not an ideal time to upgrade. So we shifted our major release to be in the first quarter. So we'll now see it now February, March. And the thought is we release in 24, they can hopefully upgrade in that same year of the release. So we're really excited, and hopefully that happens and comes to fruition.
Okay. So for OnBase 24.1, which is the latest release, accessibility was a major focus. Yep. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we're just working as a major goal at Highland to make the software more accessible and more inclusive. And what that means is not just easier to use, but easier to use for everyone, regardless of ability. So we actually partnered with a leading accessibility provider Level Access and did an evaluation on many of our OnBase clients and identified key areas that we could improve so that those that maybe have an audio or a visual impairment when using our software will have an easier time working with the software. Let's say if they need a screen reader.
Also in 24.1, you mentioned about helping our end users shift more from a desktop interface to a mobile or a thin client interface. Can you expand a bit more on that?
Yeah, our journey at Highland is to enable our customers to migrate to web, mobile, app-based interfaces. Not only are they more modern, right, let's say, but they're also just easier to use and easier to administer. Instead of having to install something local to the desktop, you can access via a browser or an app on your phone. This will certainly be a journey and a shift. It's not going to be an overnight, you know, pull the rug out and we're all now using the OnBase web client. But the thought is, as you're introducing OnBase to new departments or new users or maybe more casual users, is there an opportunity to begin introducing them to these new interfaces? And that's where Highland's putting our development efforts as well. You know, you saw a lot of new things in the web client and some Unity too, but we really are focusing on these new web, mobile, app-based interfaces.
Definitely an exciting shift there.
Yeah.
An issue that's very dear to my heart.
All right.
PDFs have always been second class to image file formats.
Yeah.
So tell us more about how PDFs are now becoming that first class citizen as a document type.
Yeah, a long time coming. I'll be the first to admit, I agree with you too. It was like, why can't we do this on a PDF and only a TIFF image? And, you know, that was the unfortunate reality for some time. In OnBase Foundation 23.1, which was released in September of 23, we finally made that leap so that the PDFs are that first class citizen right alongside an image file in OnBase. And we enabled that by developing our own PDF viewer or reader. You know, formerly you'd have to have some sort of Adobe product by proxy of OnBase to open up that PDF, and then all the features weren't quite there. We've now developed our own native PDF viewer, which means that users can search within a PDF, they can add an annotation or a note to an exact area of a PDF and keep that comment right with it. They can click on a link in a PDF, they can view the notes, the bookmarks, you know, the thumbnails of a PDF, and it works and it feels and it breathes in OnBase just like it would outside of the system.
Okay.
I am just as excited as you.
Awesome. All right, so one last thing that excited me. So let's shift to admins for one question.
Yeah.
Can you highlight some of the changes that we see from some of the administration features and tools inside of this latest version of OnBase?
Yeah. And OnBase 22.1, we released the OnBase Admin Portal. It was our first foray, again, into that web-based interface to make it easier to access those administrative controls. We started with the basic user, document type, keyword setup. We've added more features along the way, including Some new updates in 23 as well as in 24. Now, the big thing that we added to the OnBase admin portal in OnBase Foundation 24.1 is that you can view the history of an item at the object level. So let's say, you know, 5 years ago, someone created this keyword type, and then over the years, it's been modified by different administrators coming in and out of a role. Now you can view that history right on that keyword type when you're looking at it in the administrative portal. And, you know, this is in addition to the fact that this is just a browser-based administrative option. You don't need the thick configuration client to get at these most frequently accessed features. So we're moving more and more in that web and mobile direction every day, and hopefully to the benefit of both end users and administrators alike.
Thank you.
Sure.
So would you say there's a golden rule as to how often a customer should upgrade OnBase?
Sure. The golden rule or the gold standard would certainly be every year, right? We're going to release a new major version of the software, and our hope is that within that same calendar year, the customer would be able to upgrade to that latest release. And within there, they're getting new features, they're getting security fixes, they're getting more tools to integrate with other applications. They're just getting the best of what Highland has to offer if they're on the latest version. I know that can't be a reality for every organization due to the size of their implementation, resources constraints, costs, you know, all the things that go into an upgrade. But I think being on one of the more recent releases should certainly be the gold standard for every organization. It pains me. I know it's a reality, but I hear that in 2024, you know, maybe we still have a customer that's on OnBase 18, and you're like, oh, that software's 6 years old. Think of all the technology and innovation that has happened in those past 6 years, you know, in the technology world and in the Highland world specifically. So every year if you can.
Absolutely. So how does Highland evaluate new features and score new features to add into the development cycle of OnBase?
Yeah, good question. Certainly any bugs that come in, you know, we hate that that happens, but it does. Software is a living, breathing thing that's not perfect. Any SDR that is logged through support certainly is a candidate to be fixed, and those are the first ones that get taken care of. When it comes to new features and enhancements, customers that have an idea, we want to hear it. And we invite them on our community website to submit feedback to Highland. Now, this feedback platform can be software change requests. It can also be feedback on maybe the way Highland is operating procedurally. Either one, we want to hear. So to directly answer your question, go to community, find that feedback form, submit your idea, and then on a weekly basis, we actually review those and route those to the right department. Is it more procedural? Is it more product? And we get those in the hands of the right people. And our SLA is that within a week's time, a customer will hear back about the status of their feedback request.
Okay. All right, so last question here. What materials are available on the community website that may help our admins out there plan and understand more about upgrades?
Sure, two places to go. The first is the community website, so that's community.highland.com. You'll find a very lengthy overview, which is a general what's new and then how do you make it happen. The product evangelist team works diligently for months to pull that all together from all these different teams at Highland to showcase what's new. We do an overview presentation for each and every major release and sometimes even subsequent more detailed videos as well. Training.highland.com, which is university.highland.com now, I guess, they also do detailed training that even go one layer deeper for that OnBase admin so they know the specifics of, boy, what buttons do I need to check and what do they all mean? I would also recommend the Delta report. So that is out on community as well. And that allows a customer to enter the exact version of the software that they're on to today's version or the version that they're upgrading to, and it will show them all of the features that have been added between those two releases. Now, for me, it can sometimes be overwhelming. There's a lot of things in there, many of which are minor little bug fixes. That's why I paired with this overview, which is more the major new enhancements, is maybe the way to go.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Colleen. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
As you heard there, if you have any more information, please reach out to community or to your Keymark and Highland teams. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark, Inc., experts in automation software for over a quarter of a century. Never miss an episode by subscribing to our channels wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram or the Orange Chair Podcast. Until next time.